Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council Studio, midweek Wednesday afternoon. As the temperatures are not warm today, kind of cool down a little bit tomorrow morning, probably down in the teens, the fields drying process that we so desperately need to get in the field sometime this spring, that's really slowed down. But the tile continues to run, like it has most of the winter. Let's revisit now a conversation I had with Levi Otis from Ellingson Water Management a couple of weeks ago in Grand Forks at the Sugar Beet Institute. The old joke is there are two types of ground that farmers farm, that which has been tiled and that which will be tiled. Eventually we're going to get it all, or there's some that's just, you know, marginal or should be in CRP or just won't get tiled, but most productive farmland is more productive because of tiling.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, if conservation groups or somebody buys farmland and wants to put it into CRP or grasses or prairie grasses, restore it to the way it was, you know, 300 years ago, that's their choice and they're going to do so. A farmer probably will end up tiling all their ground and long after we're gone, you know. It will take 100 years for the majority of the valley to be tiled. But you're absolutely right. It's going to happen.
So I assume after the last two years that we have had and the likelihood through the winter we're going to have a high water table or a flood, is looking better now thanks to a favorable weather forecast the last 6 weeks, but you guys must be busier than the Dickens right now.
We are. We rolled over quite a bit of work from last fall. In this spring, you're right, this freeze-thaw that we're having has been really working well. Most of our customers, their pumps are already or have been running all winter. And, you know, they're not running at max capacity, but really removing a lot of that subsurface moisture and allowing, you know, this freeze-thaw to soak a lot of it up. And that's going to be really the key as far as a drainage water management system goes.
We don't have to wait for Mother Nature to dry it out. It's working on it, happening all winter. So that's a management thing for farmers to be able to manage the water like they manage other things on the farm.
Absolutely, and that's part of the reason a couple of years ago we changed our name to Water Management is we don't want to just drain the water off. Yes, it's important. You need to get in the spring and plant your crops, but if you can really control your water and your water table depth, right, and allow your roots to use that water in July when we don't have a lot of rain, August, similar, that's really the key. And then if you do get a 1-2-inch, 3-inch rain or it's forecasted that you're going to have heavy rains, you kick on your pump and you remove that the moisture and allows your field to soak it back up.
State governments have made it a little easier, haven't they? In the last, both Minnesota and North Dakota are making it easier for farmers to get the job done.
Yeah, Minnesota forever has been a right-to-drain state. They do design criteria in their watershed. So that means if you design a project within their parameters of whatever watershed you live in, basically you can get a permit quite easily. Some issues with the DNR, now they're sniffing around and want to have a little more control. So the ag groups in Minnesota are now kind of keeping their eye on what the DNR is up to. North Dakota, we manage our watersheds by county, so it's not a watershed management, it's a county water board, and most of that has been going pretty good the last couple of years. We're always open to suggestion. Obviously my job is to go out and advocate for farmers and landowners and their ability to manage the water on their property. So if somebody does have an issue with the current drainage law, I'd like to hear from them and how we can make things better. In my own mind, I do think there's a tweak or two, but if there's not going to be a big push next legislature, I'll just keep those thoughts to myself until that point. But I do mean it. If there's anybody out there that'd like to see something change, our door is always open, and we want to make it work for everyone.
Alrighty, Levi Otis of Ellingson Water Management. So how do guys get a hold of you there?
Well, our office in North Dakota is you know, just north of Fargo. You can look for the huge American flag that's 120 feet in the air. It's 30 feet tall and 60 feet long, so you can't miss it. Otherwise, 701-893-9030. That's 701-893-9030. Or you can email us at info@ellingsoncompanies.com.
Levi, yeah, I've driven by the world's largest flag in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and this is something for I-29 commuters to be proud of. That great American flag there, go by that every morning or every evening.
Yeah, it's. I didn't realize how much people enjoy it. I mean, I enjoy it, and I think our employees enjoy it, but if it's down getting repairs, you know, we send it in, and so it's not tattered, and it gets sewn up, and anytime it's down, we get emails and phone calls from truckers or passerbys or, you know, tweets saying, where's your flag? And I look forward to it every time I come through. And I'm not kidding. I bet you we get 5 to 10 a month just thanking us for putting it up. So that's pretty special.
Yeah, I bet some of them salute as they go by, too. So that's pretty cool. All right. So we talked about North Dakota and Minnesota. Let's talk about South Dakota. That is that's the Wild West. That's the frontier for water regulations that need to be improved, isn't it?
Yeah, it appears to be. Each county kind of does their own policing on drainage, and you know, with the hefty guys down there and some others, I'm surprised that it's such an issue. And so I don't want to use the word chaotic, but. Man, I like you hear a lot of horror stories or success stories, and very inconsistent. And as the weather patterns keep changing a bit, you're gonna see a lot more drainage in South Dakota. And again, if people just, you know, get in the same room and talk out the issues, I think we could do a better job planning. So it's not such a political, you know, football.
Good news recently from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that the appeals process a little more streamlined and a little more farmer-friendly.
Yeah, I've been really happy with this administration and the accessibility that we've had in the last 4 years. The help of Senator Cramer and Senator Hoeven and Congressman Armstrong, along with Colin Peterson in Minnesota, we've really had the ability to get in and share the stories and what's not working with their federal policies, and they're actually making changes. So I'm really happy. People have to understand we're not trying to drain wetlands. We all hunt, we all fish, we all believe in clean water, clean air, everything else. We're just trying to improve the ground that they're allowed to farm. And if that is an issue for somebody, they're welcome to call. But This administration has really allowed us to shore up some of that, and it's not perfect yet. And just the ability to work through these things together has made it a lot easier on our farmers. Because you remember the Case and Hope, you remember, you know, the stories going through central North Dakota, and it's not how it should be, and we should not fight our government like we have in the last 50 years. So I am pleased, and hopefully we keep working on things, and if administration changes, hopefully the attitudes within those agencies do not.
Yeah. All righty, good news there. All right, and you've provided a Kale Van Bruggen to farmers at Big Iron every year. You had him down at Commodity Classic a couple of weeks ago, so a great resource, so thanks for all that. Levi Otis of Ellingson Water Management, one of the best Twitter handles out there, H2Otis, will follow you. And again, contact info, Levi, is?
It's 701-893-9030. That's 701-893-9030. info@ellingsoncompanies.com is our email.
Levi Otis, Ellingson Water Management. You can follow him on Twitter, H2Otis. Very clever handle there.